It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
All right, I think that we are finally on the air. Chuck Rohr to the rescue one more time. And so game is just underway. 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Susie and Diana will be starting with the play-by-play.
Hey, are we on?
We're on. Yes, Indians up 2-0 here in the first quarter with 6:12 left to go. Nice inside pass to Whitley. Oh, a little hard, a little strong on the shot.
But strong on the glass.
Ball knocked away out of bounds by the Indians on the rebound here. So far for the Indians, playing some really good defense. Mm-hmm. Got full court press going on here. Brenna Holman hit her first basket of the night to make it 2-0. Indians ahead 6:04 in the Fort Recovery Insurance
first quarter. Oh, good steal.
Steal by Brenna Holman over to Allie Vaughn up for two. Ooh. Oh, just off the backboard, a little strong. And the Indians steal the ball. Fortkamp picks it up over to Allie Vaughn, down underneath the bucket to Key. And a little strong on the shot.
Ooh, they're letting him play, too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are letting him play.
Oh, nice almost steal.
Yep. Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Whitley Ramel with the charge.
Good charge.
Nice play by Whitley Ramel.
Yeah, and that's our Tony Rogers making the call for us there.
That's right. Thank you there, Tony Rogers. That's a turnover for Wapak. That's their third turnover of the first quarter here. So far, Indians don't have any turnovers.
I thought that was a good call.
It was a good call.
She was set, definitely.
And the offensive girl lowered her shoulder, too.
That doesn't help. If she didn't lower her shoulder, it could have been either way. But
yep, so. Looks like Wapak's playing a zone defense on the Indians, which I think we're going to see a lot the remainder of this year.
Yep, I believe so, too.
So hopefully Holly's got him whipped into shape here to get some offense rolling here. Inside, Allie Vaughn back outside, quick passing around. Boy, they're moving the ball good. The Indians moving the ball really well. Outside to Key, open for three.
Yes.
And that's good.
Bam.
Three-point bucket for Key. She hits her first shot of the night, so it was good ball movement there.
Maybe I can track the assist. I'll get this one because it was Witz.
Yeah, good ball movement for the Indians to break down that zone defense. So led to Key wide open three-pointers. So.
That's a pretty shot.
Yep, Indians up 5-0, 4:57 left to go here in the first quarter. So Indians, of course, in their traditional man-to-man defense. Good help side defense. Got a wide open three-pointer for Wapak. Mm. Off the mark. On the rebound, the ball goes out of bounds. That ball's off the Indians. So good fight underneath the bucket for Whitley for the rebound. Just couldn't quite get a hold of it.
Yep.
So Redskins got the ball underneath there. Taking out underneath the bucket. Bring it over to the corner. Peach fell asleep on defense.
She did. She was completely turned around. Yep. I'm not sure what happened there. But
so 2-point bucket by the Redskins.
It won't happen again.
I bet it won't either.
Nope.
So Indians up 5-2.
I'm not sure what she was looking for, but
yep. She was not looking the right direction, that's for sure.
She won't let it happen again.
Indians swinging the ball around. Nice inside pass to Whitley. Whitley with a short 10-foot jumper. Just missed it.
Go back up.
Allie Vaughn with the rebound. Back up.
Man,
no good.
We are hitting
rebound
that.
By Paige Fortkamp. Yes. Back up and in. Nice job on the rebound on the boards for the Indians.
Was that Paige's rebound?
Paige and
Allie. Yep.
Yep. That was something that Fort Recovery struggled on a parkway on last Thursday was rebounding offensively and defensively. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't hit the boards, and it allowed Parkway some second chance on the offensive side, and it didn't allow us to have any second chance opportunities on our offensive side. So,
but the Hughes girl did a nice job rebounding.
She did. Yeah. Nice overall, player. They have a good team. Parkway's
Gabby
got a strong
Stover.
Team.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't want to play him next year.
Emery Niddle, good ball players. So looks like we have an offensive foul call on number 5 on the Redskins. So that's a turnover for Wapak.
Man, I feel like I haven't done the radio in a year. Oh, wait, it has been a while.
Indians up 7-2 here. 3:55 left to go on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
Yeah.
Swinging the ball around. Fortkamp over to Kiki at the top. The Key back out to Brenna over to Paige. looking for Brenna over on the right side. At the key, up top key. Looking for Whitley underneath. Just not quite open.
Nope.
Outside pass to Paige. She drives to the middle. Oh, nice pass down to Allie. But
man, kick. If they wouldn't have kicked it.
Yeah, that'll be a kick on Wapak. Yep. But it's a good idea.
Yep, it was. Nice little play.
Yep. Indians are got some good ball movement going so far here in this first quarter.
Really kicking it. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, Kiki on the nice bounce in bounce pass into Whitley from the inbound play, but shot got maybe blocked or tipped or something, so that ball goes out of bounds on the Indians, and Wapak will take the ball out with 7-2 left to go here in the first quarter. Indians on a full court press.
Yep, giving it all.
Wapak breaking it. Got underneath the bucket.
Oh, yeah. Throw the ball away.
Turnover for the Redskins.
Nice. Nice
good
job.
Good defense. Boy, these girls work their tails off,
sure
don't they?
They sure do.
Wow.
They sure do.
I thought for sure they weren't going to be able to close out on defense there. And, boy, Witt came in and closed it out.
Yeah.
Made them throw the ball away.
I think she knew she had to throw it high to get it over Witt. And she just threw it right over her head.
Yeah. We want to apologize for our technical difficulties. We are on the air now. So our talk with
get
Coach
there,
Gann, we'll try to do it halftime.
Ugh. Good ball movement by the Indians, really
get
making
there,
Redskins
key,
work
get
hard.
In there.
Kiki with an open three just off the mark. Rebound comes down to Redskins. Bringing the ball up the court. Good pressure on the ball. Good shot by Kiki, just off the mark a little bit. Indians still up 7-2 with 2:56 here to play in Fort Kinney Insurance first quarter.
Yep.
Oh,
ooh, nice steal
by Paige. Turnover for Wapak again. Paige brings the ball down the court. Tosses it back to Brenna. They're going to set the offense up. Swings it over to Kiki. Allie down on the corner. Looking for Witt underneath.
Oh,
nothing there.
I thought she could have had a good lob in.
Over to the down to the right side in the corner for Key. She drives to the middle.
Yep, get in there.
Little 10-foot shot. A little strong.
Can't
good
get
shot. A little strong.
Yeah.
We're going to have a foul on the rebound on Kira Wendell with a push. Mm. So that's her first foul. Yep. Her first foul, team's first.
Tried to get over the back and just couldn't.
Yep.
I don't know. That could have been a good no call. I don't think she really did anything.
Yeah, because they are allowing them to play a little bit here.
Yeah, definitely.
No foul trouble yet for Fort Recovery. So it's the first foul.
Yeah.
2:30 left to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Indians still up 7-2. We haven't had any scoring here for a little while. Oh, another turnover by the Wapak, steal by Paige. Gets it down to Allie. She goes to the bucket and loses it. That's
loses
a turnover
it.
For the Indians.
Oh, and they're going to throw it way ahead, and nobody's down for the defense.
Yep. And fast break point for the Redskins. So it puts them 7-4 within three. So, Indians didn't get back on defense on that play.
Not quite. Yep.
At the top of the key, Brenna Holman with the ball over the left side to Allie. She dribbles to the bucket. Over to Kiki. Thought about taking the three, but dribbles to the bucket. Nice move.
Whitley ran over the rebound, and he gets fouled.
Yes.
Oh.
A little off. I think Key might have got it too far underneath the bucket on the shot. Whitley with the rebound put it back up, and shot was no good, but got fouled on the rebound. So
I do have a score from the boys' game against Tri-Village. We are at the end of the first quarter. We are down 15-5. So the boys need to pick that up a little
bit.
They
sure do.
Here we are winning 8-4 with a minute 54 left. So back to the girls here.
Hall Brothers foul line.
Yeah.
Whitley Raymond with the Hall Brothers foul line. She drains her first one. Hope Wendell comes in the game and gives Allie Vaughn a break. The second one is up and no good.
Oh, but she's going to get her own rebound.
Her own rebound out
of
the
you don't
nice
see
hustle
that.
By Whitley
Raymond. You don't see that too often.
No kidding. That was a great hustle.
I don't know. She just followed it. She knew it went off to the side.
Yeah.
And she said, I think I'm going to. Oh, nice.
Oh, my gosh. Great move by Kiki.
Wow.
A crossover dribble and left-handed off the backboard, and she gets fouled.
I'll tell you, she's got a heck of a
beautiful.
Left hand.
Oh, man.
Absolutely heck of a left hand.
She has a killer crossover.
She does.
You know, she puts...
She can break ankles.
Yeah, she can break ankles.
That's what Calvin used to say. Mom, did you see me break his ankles? No, Calvin, you don't move that fast.
Kiki at the Hall Brothers foul line misses her and one attempt there. So Indians still up 10-4 with 1:42 left to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
Yeah.
Indians pressuring full court.
Yeah.
Full court press. Wapak Kaneta gets it across the timeline.
And she's going to go all the way.
Nope. Passes it off. Oh, Kiki with the
steal.
Nice steal by Kiki. Turnover by Wapak. Kiki all the way down to the court. Passes it off to Paige on the outside.
She
launches
time.
A three.
Yep.
And that's good.
Woo.
Three-point basket for Paige from the corner. Beautiful pass by Kiki.
You give her that extra time, Paige will hit it every time.
Yep. She was wide open.
Yep.
13. Indians up 13-4. Redskins working the ball.
Oh, somebody lost their man. I don't know who.
I'm not sure who that was.
Hope and Whitley got weren't sure who had who.
Yep. So, 10-foot bucket good by the Redskins. That puts them back to within 13-6 here with 58 seconds left to go. Indians working the ball around the top of the key, down the key down in the left-hand corner, out top to Hope. She drops it down to Paige in the corner, back up top to Kiki. Over to Brenna on the right side, swings it back over to the left side. Paige down to the corner with Kiki, inside to Witt. Back out to Key. Got 37 seconds left. Cross court over to Paige. Out to Hope. Boy, they're moving the ball
they
well.
They are moving
it
well.
Wapak really
moves. I don't know how you keep up.
Kiki tried to drive to the middle and turn the ball over. Redskins hustling down the court.
Oh,
Indians get back. Ooh, almost a travel.
Yeah. Yep.
She hung on, but it was close.
Yeah.
So, good defense here by the Indians.
Nice. Nice shot, Paige.
Yep. Good defense.
Oh, Hope's going to tie her up. That's what we like.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep. Hope got her hands in there and jump ball, and that'll be a turnover for Wapak.
Yeah, that's what happens when you dribble into the chest of somebody. You lose it.
Good play. Mm-hmm. Allie Vaughn back in the lineup for the Indians, and Brenna Holman will take a seat, get a breather.
Yeah.
13-6 here. We have 9 seconds left to go here.
I feel like I want a breather watching them. My goodness.
Hopefully we can get a good look here with just 9 seconds left. Allie rolls the ball up to the timeline. Kiki picks it up over to Allie.
Get in there. Oh.
Outside to Paige.
Get it.
Three.
Get it. Yes.
Good. Yes.
Nice. Beautiful shot.
Beautiful shot to end that first quarter. Puts the Indians up by 10, 16-6 on a last second three-point shot by Paige with an assist
beautiful.
To Allie.
Allie.
A roll assist.
It.
Allie was on
it
the
was.
Floor and rolled it to her. So beautiful. So we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with the claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
We're back here at Wapakoneta, and one of those rare, I don't think it's ever happened before, where the girls and boys are playing at the same time. So if you're listening to us, you can also go to the NFHS network and listen to Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp giving the call of the game for the boys. And you can also be watching that. Also, the audio is available on our Fort Recovery radio.com website. Just click on the little button at the top, Fort Recovery Sports Stream 2, and you can listen. So back to the call of the game with Susie and Diana.
We're here in the second quarter, 7:30 left to go in the K&L Tractors scoreboard. Indians up 16-6. Wapak had the ball coming out of the break from first to second quarter and had a shot up and missed it. Allie Vaughn with a rebound, and the Indians are working the ball around down on their own side. Over to Fort Camp. Hope with a 10-foot jumper just off the mark. A little hard. On the rebound is off a key.
I thought they went over the back, and then it went out on her.
She got sandwiched.
She
but
did.
Yeah.
She did.
That's okay. I kind of like not having a bunch of foul calls and stuff like that.
Me too. Keeps the game moving.
You're exactly
nothing
right.
Nothing was hurt.
Yeah, nothing hurt. That's the big thing.
Yep.
The first quarter, turnovers, I kind of kept track of turnovers. Not sure how accurate I was with that, but Wapak had trouble controlling the ball. They had 9 turnovers in the first quarter. A few steals by the Indians. So, we attribute that to the good defense by the Indians.
Nice play.
And Fort Recovery just had 2 turnovers in the first quarter, according to my stats. So,
yeah.
Wapak working the ball underneath the bucket. 25, she's a good ball player.
Yeah, she is. She's aggressive.
Shot up and... Yep. No good, but foul called on Paige Forkamp, her first team, second of the first half.
And just I'm trying to keep some, you know, rebounds unofficially. Allie with 2, Paige with 1, Whitley with 3, and then I have Paige and Kiki both with steel. So that's what I got for stats. If, you know, the odds of me keeping them this whole time is slim to none, but Kiki's going to sit down, take a little break, and
Brenna back in.
Brenna's back in, yeah.
So we have Brenna, Allie, Witt, Hope, and Paige in the lineup here from the Indians.
Balsa.
Hall Brothers free throw line.
Whoa. And,
she makes a one of two, gets a second one. Well, we had some bodies flying around.
Did.
That's kind of typical.
And the girls are laughing at each other.
16-7, Indians up by 9 here. Oh, turnover. Nope. Almost a turnover. Yeah. Nope. Timeout. I wasn't sure what he was calling there. So Holly wants to take a timeout here, and we'll be back. 6:38 here to go in this K&L Tractors second quarter scoreboard.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to help you get through the holiday season. Here are some of their specials for their no-limit meat sale. Ribeyes are just $7.99 a pound. Their own store-made casing or bulk sausage is just $2.99 a pound. And chuck roast is $4.99 a pound. And their party trays are always a favorite. Meat and cheese, fruit, vegetables, sandwich trays, and more. Give them a 48-hour notice for the party trays and also for their catering. They can help you with any size event. And if you're stuck for a gift for someone on your list, how about a Wayne Street Market gift certificate? You know they'll appreciate that. Stop in and pick up all your holiday needs at Wayne Street Market. They'll be open until 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve and will be closed Christmas Day. And they'll be open as usual until 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve. And they'll be open from 10 to 6 on New Year's Day. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Okay, we're back. We're back here at the Walpock. I don't know if there's a name of this field house, but
yeah, I don't see any name up there.
Yeah, Indians are up 16-7. Getting ready to bring the ball down the floor.
Yep. We're going to have a timeout. Yeah, probably one must have seen something she didn't like there. She called a quick timeout here in the second quarter. Indians moving the ball nicely around the top of the key. Over to Brenna in the corner. She gets it up to Paige at the top of the key. Back to Brenna. Down to Hope in the corner. Whitley's working hard to get the ball underneath the bucket.
She is.
Yeah. Allie with a drive to the bucket.
Nice.
Oh, nice move.
Nice, Allie Vaughn.
Nice drive in the bucket for Allie Vaughn. That's her first 2 points of the night for Allie. It's a nice move.
Yeah, but it's pretty.
Yep.
It's pretty little right
Indians
hand.
Up 18-7. Walpock trying pushing the ball down the court a little bit. They didn't give us our 2 points on the scoreboard.
Hope or Witt steal.
I would give that one to Hope.
That's what I think.
Turnover for Walpock. Nice play by the Indians on defense again. Yeah. That's that stifling defense they play. That is so good.
And Paige wide
Forget
open.
With a three from the corner, wide open, but rebound Whitley.
Oh, gosh,
back
yes,
up top to Brenna. Over to Allie. Nice
drive.
Move to the bucket.
Allie.
Left hand. Oh, just off the mark. Brenna Homer.
Brenna with
the rebound.
With
the
rebound.
Back up. No good.
Allie
with the rebound. Up and no good. Allie with her own rebound.
Another.
Out of bounds. So we'll stay with the Indians.
Shoot, I can't keep up.
Three or four rebounds right
you
there.
You said a whole bunch of words and still missed a couple of things.
I don't think
you could talk fast enough to say everything that happened, man.
I need to go to auctioneer school for that, right?
Yeah, but then we wouldn't understand you. So.
In the lineup for the Indians, Mara Pearson and Kiki back in. Hope and Paige taking a seat. So the Indians still retain possession with that.
And they're up 18-7.
Yep. Allie tried a cross court pass over to Brenna and knocked out of bounds by Walpock. So Indians up 18-7 here with 5:13 left to play here in the K&L Tractors second quarter scoreboard.
Yeah.
Points so far in the night. In the first quarter, points so far, we have Kiki with 5, Paige with 8, Witt with 1, Brenna with 2, and Allie with 2. So we've got some good balanced scoring here by the Indians, which is usual. It's typical what we usually have. So
right.
Allie Vaughn with a drive to the bucket.
Get in.
And, just off the backboard. A little strong. So it was a nice move.
Yeah.
Redskins pushing the ball up. They pushed the ball the last couple of possessions.
They go quick.
Yeah.
But we are fast enough to. Ooh, Brenna.
Brenna
just
almost
about.
With the steal there. Allie almost with the steal. Brenna's got her hands over. Oh, that should be almost a walk here.
Yeah.
They're going to
tie
jump
it up.
Ball. So that's a turnover for Walpock because the possession arrow goes that's over to Fort Recovery.
Good hustle by Brenna. She kept her hand in there. She never touched the girl. She just had her hand on the ball. And that keeps it from fouling, I guess.
Yep.
It's a great play. Yeah. Who created that, Allie?
I would say, I'm not sure. It was a good team effort
there.
Yeah,
sure was. Allie Vaughn driving. I love it.
Oh, mishandled it a little bit. Back out to Key. Over, swings it over to Mara. Mara dribbles over to Brenna. Over to the left side to Key. Down to Mara in the corner. Whitley working for that ball underneath the bucket.
Yeah.
Running with the drive. Oh, nice move.
Nice. Oh, a little
hard on the shot, but she got fouled. So.
How many strong off the backboards have we seen? Yeah. How many shots have we seen? Just.
Yep. Got good moves. Yeah. Making some good moves to the bucket.
Yeah.
But always wanting to get that draw on that foul. Yeah. So.
Did a good job of that.
Yep. Brenna Homan at the Hull Brothers foul line makes the first one.
Nice.
Of two. So puts the Indians up 19-7. Grace Guggenbiller in lineup for the Indians, replacing Whitley Rammel. That was a 6-team foul for Wapak, only 2-team fouls for the Indians. So from here on out, any fouls on Wapak will be a 1-on-1 for the Indians.
Grace had a nice JV game.
She did.
Part of it I watched. And, getting her some more playing time, so she'll be a lot more ready when she gets into the varsity.
Yeah, our JV won tonight, 38-31, leading us in scoring with Callie. Callie had 9, and Grace had 7, and so did, I want to say Mackenzie had 7. So they had
Kenzie?
Yeah, I think it was Kenzie, yeah. And I'm not sure, Mara, I'm not sure. They took her points down. Oh, nice steal by Kiki.
Steal by Kiki, yep. Good steal by Kiki. Turnover for Wapak. On that second free throw, Brenna made it, but there was a lane violation. I believe Mara got called for a lane violation on that, so that one didn't count. Oh, no, that wasn't a turnover. Wapak, they retained possession on that. So
Kiki must have kicked it.
Kicked it, yep. Yeah. Yep. They did call a kick. I thought maybe they called a kick on Wapak.
Yeah, me too. That's what I thought happened.
19-7 with 4 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Indians playing some good defense here. Oh, almost a steal by Brenna.
Oops, sorry.
Nope, no problem. Redskins working the ball over. Drive to the bucket. Picks it back out. Over in the corner, Mara's got her.
Yeah. Good luck getting anything around Mara. Those arms go 100 mile an hour.
Yep. Almost stole. Up, stolen nice there by Allie. Turnover by Wapak. Good steal by Allie.
Yeah.
All the ways down the court. Stops, tries to pop it. And out to Brenna for a wide open three, and that's good.
Wow.
3-point nice, basket nice by Brenna. Beautiful
shot. She had about 10 minutes to shoot
that. Yeah, that was nice.
Indians up 22-7.
22-7.
One timeout.
3:28 left to go here in the second. Okay, now Tractor's second quarter. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
We're back here at Wapakoneta, and again, want to remind you, the boys are playing also right now at home versus Tri-Village. Our last update was that the Indians were down at the end of the first quarter, 15-5. A little bit into the first quarter there, they were down 7-5, so Tri-Village scored the last 8 points of the first quarter, so that is available. You can watch it on the NFHS network with Dave Kalp and Rob Weaver doing the announcing, or if you just or somewhere where you can only listen, you can go to our website, Fort Recovery Radio. .com and click on the FRR Sports Stream 2 button, and you can hear it live with the second stream we have on our website.
We're back here at Wapak coming out of the timeout.
Nice
Paige Forkamp with a block on a shot as the Redskins try to bring the ball down the court. They're trying to move the ball quickly down on that full court press. Good defense by the Indians.
That
Indians up 22-7 on a Brenna hit a nice three-pointer right before the timeout, so Indians are shooting really well tonight. Yeah. Indians still in their man-to-man defense, double teaming, looking for a turn. Oh goodness. She wild shot, but Redskins with the rebound. And
then we end up with it.
Yeah, on the rebound, she swatted it back in and into the hands of the Fort Recovery.
Nice.
Driving a bucket by Paige is no good. Wapak with the rebound. They're pushing the ball up the court, and Kiki gets her hands on the ball. It's a steal. Yep.
I'm going to tie her up.
Called jump ball, so it'll stay here with Wapak. So.
Nice.
Won't be a turnover.
Great hustle.
Good hustle. Yeah.
Man.
Good hustle.
These girls are thinking, man, these girls are fast.
Wish they'd leave us alone.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Can't
exactly.
you see I'm dribbling here?
Right.
Yeah.
Bucket by number 25, Casey Minning.
I'd say she's got about a goal or more, quite a few.
Yeah, I would
anyways.
Say.
Can't see the scoreboard see or anything, but it's a nice inbound play. And she had about a 10-foot open shot. Mm-hmm. So.
Good player. Nice shot.
Yeah, good shot. Corey Kevery working the ball around the top of the key. Back over to Allie Vaughn. Out to Paige in the corner. Back up top to Key. Key with a nice dribble drive. Out to Paige. Ooh, I thought she was going to pop that three-pointer.
I did
open.
Too.
Brenna over to Key. Over
I think
to
she kind of mishandled it a little bit, so otherwise she would have.
Key with a wide-open three in the corner. Just off the mark, but she gets her own rebound.
Oh, yes, she does.
Nice pass over to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace Guggenbiller, 2 points. That's assist for Kiki.
Key.
Nice play
yep.
by Key. Very unselfish play by Key because she could have taken that to the bucket as well. But
it's a nice little what do they call that, baseline jumper from Grace?
Yep.
Man, look at my basketball terminology coming out.
Woo!
I know, I'm feeling like a champ.
Jumper for Wapak.
Ooh,
no good.
Rebound
by Allie Vaughn. Indians pushing the ball up the court. She gets it up to Brenna. Tosses it back to Kiki there to set the offense up. Brings it over to Allie Vaughn, swings it, drives it down the middle, over to Brenna. Oh, nice move by Brenna.
Oh.
Just a little short on the shot. Good move by Brenna.
Have an update from the boys' game. It's halftime at the boys' game, and the Indians are down 23-15. So it looks like, from my quick calculations, it's like both teams scored 8 points in the second quarter. So still down 8, 23-15. So
looks like they played a good game the second quarter then.
Yep.
Whitley Ramel back in the lineup for the Indians, replacing Grace Guggenbiller. Nice full court pressure here by Fort Recovery. Wapa Commander does break the press.
Oh, Allie just got the foul.
Yep.
Good defense there.
Yep.
She just about had the steal with the call to reach in on Allie.
Yeah.
That's her first team's third.
Nara Pearson in for Brenna.
Yep.
And make sure you stay tuned for the Cooper Farms halftime show. We're going to try to do the talk we had with Coach Gann that was supposed to be in the pregame show that we, with our technical difficulties, we did not get to.
Oh, nice move by the point guard there from Wapak Kiki with the rebound on the missed shot. She throws it ahead to Allie, who was not looking. Turnover by the Indians.
And the Redskins are cruising.
Oh, Whitley with a rant with a block.
Holy cow.
Mara Pearson with the rebound.
Yep.
Nice block by Whitley. She definitely
hustled her
hustled,
little butt off to get that one.
Because
that girl was wide open
going
for the layup.
That's amazing. I just think how much these girls hustle.
You think they do.
There's no way they can cut that pass off or get there. But, boy, they don't give up. Nice drive by Allie Vaughn. Up,
get in.
No good. Right off the front of the rim.
Allie's got such a great drive. And
Wapak threw the ball away.
Nice.
Yeah, I think she traveled before she threw it. It was close. And then she threw it on ahead. And the girl was not did not catch up with the lead pass. She didn't know it was coming. So
didn't have the go-go gadget arms to get it.
Yeah.
By my calculations, that's the third turnover of the quarter for Wapak, which is better for them than in the first quarter.
I think that's all you said.
turnover.
Yeah.
Indians up 24-9 here with 19 seconds left to go here in the Canada second quarter scoreboard. Looks like I'm going to try for the last shot. Allie Vaughn with a drive.
There it is. Nice job,
Allie. Lays it up and in for two. So nice move by Allie.
Looks
the Indians up 26-9. Redskins moving the ball back. Blocked by Paige Forkamp. And a rebound. So she moves forward and can't get a shot off before the halftime. So the Indians are going to halftime up 26-9.
Nice.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seat, Bluetooth with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with remote start, Bluetooth, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $16,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show talking to Coach Holly Gann, and we're at Wapakoneta tonight. So I guess, number one, are we healthy all the way through? Do we have everybody available?
Yep. You know, we are pretty blessed and fortunate yet to still not be hit as hard as some of the other teams in our areas. And so you're going to see everyone tonight. We are healthy. We have all of our players. And so, yeah. We are rested, too. I mean, really, we didn't have a Saturday game, so we had some extra time there to be able to rest our bodies after that Thursday victory with Sparkby.
And also, again, we're at Wapakoneta. What do we know about them? What are you expecting tonight?
I'm expecting them. They're going to play 2-3 zone. So, obviously, we've been working a lot on zone since some of our major losses are from a team that plays zone. So, we've been working on that. So, 2-3, you're going to see lots of movement there. Lost a big girl. She went to college, McKenna McKenzie. She's in college now. So, they're a little smaller than we're used to, but they're still fast and definitely a building team. And just like any other team, they probably don't have a lot to lose. So,
yep. All right. So, we've been talking with Coach Holly Gann here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Okay, we're back. We're back here at Wapakoneta Reds Fieldhouse. I don't know what you call it, but Indians up at half, 26-9. And we got a few stats we want to share. I can share what I unofficially took. but
we're very unofficial,
yes,
right?
Yes, very, very, very much so. Allie Vaughn leading us with rebounds with six. Whitley Rammel with four, Paige Key, Brenna, and Mara each with one, and then I have three assists to somebody, I don't know, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steals, you know, spread out amongst us. It's not like anybody stands out on our team. They just all work together so well.
It's called group stats.
It is group stats. And then 2 blocked shots for Paige and 1 for Witt. So that's what I got. How about points there?
Points wise for the Indians, very even scoring again. It's good to see that. Yeah. Grace Guggenbiller with, or we'll say the leading for the Indians scores is Paige with 8. Brenna has 6. Key with 5. Allie with 4. Grace with 2. And Witt with 1. So really nice even scoring. The Indians are shooting pretty well, driving to the bucket, creating some good open lanes and shots, moving the ball really well is what I can say.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Wapak is playing a zone defense, and we've struggled traditionally with zone defense, but boy, tonight we're moving the ball well, which is making a big difference.
Yeah, I hope they keep playing that zone so we can keep working on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be curious if they did something a little bit different, and I don't know. Yeah. See if it changes our game. We'll see. But
Indians, again, playing tough defense. Yeah. Just that smothering defense. Yes. And Wapak struggling a little bit trying to handle the ball. In the first quarter, Wapak did have, unofficially, of course, 9 turnovers, and then Fort Recovery had 2. In the second quarter, I had Fort Recovery with 2 turnovers and Wapak with 3. So it was cleaned up a little bit more, but we just really get back on defense really well, and any open looks that Wapak's had, we've quickly come in and close those in, so definitely. Close off the opportunity.
And, you know, they had some fast breaks that we just, you know, you'd think they're going to just make it easy and score, and then here comes our girls out of nowhere. And, Paige came down and got 2 blocked shots, and then Whitley came down and blocked one.
Yeah.
They're just coming out of nowhere, and they're just beating the offense with their defense.
Just good hustle. And that's what they're always known for. You know, Holly always has these girls playing tremendous defense.
Sure.
And of course, our offense is created off our defense. So it's good to see the girls playing, getting some steals, and good. And again, I think tonight, another thing that stands out more than like Thursday against Parkway is we are rebounding better. We're getting some second looks on the offensive end, and limiting Wapak to the second looks on our defensive end.
Just a quick word here that I'd say the second half has started on the boys' game. They were down 23-15 at half against Tri-Village. If you're interested in that game, a lot of people I know said they're going to go back and forth. You can watch that one on the NFHS Network with Rob Weaver and Dave Kaup doing the audio, and that will be with NFHS Network. And if you're just able to get the audio only, go to the FortRecoveryRadio.com website and click on FRR Sports Stream 2, and you can hear that. But their audio will be with the NFHS Network if you're in a position where you can watch it. So take a quick break. We'll be back with the start of the second half. Thanks for listening to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Wapak. Just completed the Cooper Farms halftime show here. The Indians up 26-9. Just getting a few seconds left before the third quarter gets to start. So we'll see what Holly brings these girls out with offensively and defensively after halftime here, and see what kind of adjustments Wapak has to make.
Yep.
And again, the stifling defense by the Indians is really causing wreaking havoc for Wapak. They have some nice players. They move the ball well. Yeah. And, yep. 25 is a good player. She's about 6 foot tall, so got some good height on her.
Yeah, real nice player.
On the court for the Indians to start off third quarter, which we will be having the ball first, is Brenna Holman, Kira Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Whitley Rammel, and Paige Fortcamp. So get the first opportunity to crack the scoreboard here in the third quarter. So Indians moving the ball around. Well, Kiki with a pass underneath the Witt and is kicked by Wapak. So Indians will keep the possession here. And Kiki will trigger the ball in underneath her own bucket.
See an easy layup here.
Yeah. Gets it into Allie down underneath the Whitley. And another kick by Wapak.
I want to say to her, take it up strong. Yeah. Lead with that elbow. Yep. She didn't listen to me, though, so she's got to learn on.
I'm not sure that they'll ever listen to us.
No,
we might think that they will.
Yeah, but now.
Kiki triggering the ball again and underneath the bucket here for the Indians. Allie with the drive, the bucket out to Kiki. Over to Paige in the corner.
Ooh, I thought she was
going to. thought about taking it. She's pretty open.
She was.
Kiki with a nice pass inside to Allie Vaughn. One dribble. Up and off the backboard. Nice move by Allie, just a little too strong.
Yep.
So on the rebound, it's knocked out by the Indians, and Wapak will get the ball. It was a good move. She was right there, just a little strong off the backboard. So Kiki with some good defense, forcing almost a turnover there.
Yep.
Wapak moving the ball around the top of the key to get it down into the corner. Whitley's got a big pawpaws out there.
Yeah, sure does.
Brenna with a tip pass. Almost got that one. Good defense by the Indians.
Yep.
Drive to the bucket. Oh, she traveled.
She did, but they didn't call
it. No call on the travel.
She slid long way.
Yeah, she did. Wapak trying to work it in and out, but Whitley down underneath that bucket. They're not going to get much open looks. A drive and a bucket by number zero. I'm not sure who that is, but that was a good, good bucket.
Katie Lissy.
Lissy, okay. 26-11.
Lissy?
Yeah, Lissy.
Yeah, it was a good move.
Yeah, it was pretty shot.
Ball. Brings it over to Paige on the corner. Back to Brenna. She drives to the middle. Puts a little 10-foot shot up. No good. No foul.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Sakes.
Pretty rough.
I think Whitley got hit in the face by
an elbow.
by one of our players.
There were some definite elbows thrown around there. Wide open three for Wapak from the corner. A little strong.
Ooh.
That rebound up to Wapak and in. So Indians get a little sloppy on the rebounding there on the defense and across them a rebound and bucket. So puts Wapak back to within 13, 26-13. Kiki with a ball down the court.
Oh, we got
Brenna back to Kiki in the corner.
We have a man here now.
Looks like man defense. They're coming out with a good change to their defense.
Look at me.
Oh, nice pass inside to Paige. Nice pass from Brennan to Paige and on the shot. So no good, but it's a foul on Wapak. So Paige will be shooting two shots at the Hall Brothers foul line.
I was wondering if they were going to do something a little bit different.
Yep.
Since the zone wasn't working.
Yeah, yep, yep. First one up and good for Paige. The Hall Brothers fouling. Puts the Indians up by 14, 27-13.
I haven't marked a single thing on my stat sheet, so no rebounds, no steals, no assists.
I guess I need to.
Not much has happened, but hey, we got 2 points.
Second shot up and good.
Ooh, we got a little trap going on by the Indians on the rebound, on the inbounds play.
Ooh, and going to call foul on Kiki, or is that out of bounds? Yep, foul on Kiki.
Foul, yep.
Good defense, but.
I thought she tried to get around her, and Kiki just kind of give her the old hip check.
Yep.
Well, we have a little bit of stoppage here. End of the third quarter for the boys. Indians are only down 6, 31-25.
Nice. Go, boys. So we're cheering for you from here.
They held them to about 10 points a quarter, so if we can just get a little flurry going, we can go get that one.
Right.
Is Derek back tonight playing?
I am not sure.
I don't think he's going to be. I think he's on the
concussion protocol.
Oh,
that's he got hit hard.
Did he? I didn't see him. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see what happened, but I saw him getting up. very slowly after a while.
He's a tough cookie. So he isn't gonna take those kind of things lightly. Boy, he looked like he was in a lot of pain that night. So. Have good luck to the boys. We want to hope they pull out a victory tonight.
Be good. That Trey Village, I heard, is pretty good. Got a pretty good boys team.
Yep.
Ooh, inbounds play.
Yep. Wapak's got underneath the bucket. Oh, she traveled.
Oh, my gosh.
So juggling the ball. Ooh, Brenna almost with a steal. There, Paige Fortcamp with a steal. Nice defense by the Indians. Indians had a couple on that possession, knocked the ball out of bounds a couple times. Again. So, nice move by Key. Pass out to Brenna. She had an open look, passed it up. Back out to top of the key. Allie Vaughn with the ball. Dribble to the hole. Back out to Key for a 15-foot jumper. And that's good. Drains it.
Yes.
Nice
little shot there by Key.
Nice shot by Key. And nice move by Allie to give Key the open shot.
Yeah,
so.
That was pretty.
Yep.
That's little number five, working the ball.
Yep. McCain, oh, Kiki Ambo. With the steal. Yeah.
She's got a good ball handler.
Yep. Indians with that full court press created a turnover. Oh, my gosh. She took like four steps.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe they didn't call that.
That was unreal. Right.
Wow.
Oh, an alley ball.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So what happened on that play is a turnover by the Indians on the pass. The girl caught it, and it took at least four or five steps before dribbling right in front of the ref. Didn't call it.
He was standing right there. I don't know how you missed that.
I think he was flabbergasted.
And forgot. I think his whistle dropped out of his mouth.
I've never seen that before.
Yikes.
I'm looking up. I think they may have an NFHS camera up there. And so if you're watching.
Yes.
Or if you want to go back and watch.
You know, text me and let me know how many steps she took before she put the ball down.
That was definitely some NBA offense there.
I am sure.
That's more than a Euro step. I'm going to tell you that much right there. Way more than a Euro step.
Oh, gosh.
Anyhow, on the play after that, it was almost a steal by the Indians. Oh. Allie Vaughn was called for a second foul, so she's taking a rest on the bench and hope come in for her. So Indians still
push
on.
Pushing?
Hope. Indians still on defense here. Hope with their first foul. Indians third. It's a little push on the move there. Indians up 30-13 yet here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. 4:21 left to play here in the third quarter. Wapak triggers it in from underneath their bucket.
The Indians are just in their face.
Almost threw it away. Bodies flying everywhere.
My gosh.
Good hustle by Fort Recovery.
Good thing
Wapak, too. Yeah,
got hustle. A good volleyball roll and sprawl.
That's one thing these girls have learned is the volleyball roll. I've seen a lot of those tonight. Nice move by that Ambrose. Lost her footing.
Oh, good.
Steal by
Paige.
Steal by Paige.
Nice.
Ahead to Brenna. Brenna pulls it out. She didn't have the number, so.
No.
Nice play by both Brenna and Paige.
Oh. Dang
Hope,
it. Got
Hope throws it inside to Whitley. Just throws a little too hard.
They threw it right behind her as she's running towards the basket.
Yep. So little error on that pass.
That's all right.
Turnover for the Indians. That's the second turnover of the quarter. Wapak working the ball around at around the arch. Nice move by
Witt.
Oh.
Good steal by Witt.
Steal by Whitley.
Is that a steal? Because I'm giving it to her.
Yep. Steal by Whitley. Turn over on Wapak.
Because I give up giving it to individuals. I can't think that fast.
Yep. She lost her footing on the dribble drive, and Witt just picked up the loose ball. Nice move by Key. Out to Paige. Over. Swings it over to Brenna on the right side here. Brenna moves it top of the key for Kara Wendell. Nice drive. Boy, it's physical. Nice. Pass to Willie Rammel from Key. What an assist.
That was pretty.
Beautiful play. So Wapak wants to take a timeout here. Yep. Indians up 32-13 with 3:01 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Wapakoneta with the Lady Indians leading 32-13 with 3:01 left here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. The only game still on the schedule for the rest of this calendar year is next Monday. The boys will host Delphus Jefferson. That'll be a WPGWA simulcast.
Indians in their full court press here as Wapak takes the ball out underneath Fort Kirby's basket. So Ambrose, good dribbler.
Mm-hmm. She's great ball handler.
Good ball handler and probably one of the better defenders out there. Kiki on her, so she's giving her everything she's got. So nice move by Wapak.
Wow, that was pretty.
Nice drive and bucket, number 10.
Remember Allie Wilson. That was a great drive
nice
basket.
Yep. Yeah. 32-15, Indians up by 17 here in the third quarter. We got Hope, Paige, Allie, Key, and Witt out on the court. Kiki with a nice move. Dribbles over to Allie Vaughn. Yvonne with a nice move to the bucket, up and just a little strong off the backboard. Loose ball, and that ball stay with Fort Recovery.
Nice
job, hustle. By Whitley. Yeah, good hustle.
That's not a rebound, though. Okay.
Nope,
it's not a rebound.
Track it. Like, nope, it's a swat.
It's a swat. That doesn't count.
Yep. Kiki will trigger the ball in underneath the Fort Recovery's basket here. She gets it in to Hope. Hope. Back to Key in the corner. Oh, Key got mugged.
She did.
No call on the mugging.
Not call on that one.
So fast break for Wapak down, and it's a
they get
up and
too.
In by Ambrose. So Wapak has scored 4 straight points here. Kiki pushes the ball up court.
She was looking for Witt, and wasn't quite ready to pass that one on.
Kiki with a nice move on the baseline. That ball's swatted away by Wapak. Oh, my goodness.
Nope.
Nobody touched it.
I thought that was touched.
I didn't see a touch, but the way it bounced, it seemed like it probably was touched.
Yeah. So turnover on the Indians. A little sloppy play here by Fort Recovery. Last couple times down the court.
Yeah, we need to pick it up here.
Clean it up a little bit here.
For sure.
32-17 with 1:50 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Indians still in the full court press. Ambrose is handling it well. They fire the ball down into the corner, back out to the top key. Ooh, Allie Vaughn
just got
a steal. And yes, she did get a steal. Yep. That is out of bounds on Wapak.
Out of bounds.
Turnover for Wapak.
That is a hustle
play by Allie. That is a hustle play. Yep. The only reason why we got that ball, and there's Allie hustled all the way down the court, and then Wapak tried to pick it up and bounced off her hand. So good play by Allie.
Yeah, I think Allie might have kicked her into the ball a little bit, a little hip check into the ball.
Yep,
you can get away with it.
Grace Guggenbillen in the lineup for the Indians replaces Witt. Gives her a little bit of a break here. 1:32 left to go in the third quarter. Passes the ball down to Key. Down inside to Hope, and that'll be a jump ball.
Yeah.
So that will be a turnover for the Indians as the ball will go over to Wapak on the change of possession. So
good thinking. Yep. Good thinking. But
good idea.
They closed in a little too fast.
They did. Hope kind of brought that ball down. Mm-hmm. So got a lot of hands on it when she brought that ball down. 1:23.
Thank you.
I was going to say. So the girl picked the ball up, hopped a couple times, and took him a little bit to call that travel, but he did. So that'll be a turnover on Wapak.
It was a skip with one foot.
A little bit.
Skip.
She knew it after she did it, too. It was like one of those, oh, no moments.
Yeah, if she hadn't made the face, he might not have.
Right. He's thinking twice.
Guggenbillen with the ball, swings it over to the left side to Kiki, out top the key to Paige, over to Allie.
And ends up 32-17.
Yep. It's getting kind of physical here
with
this man defense.
Is.
It's definitely much more physical than in the first half.
Definitely.
Swing the ball down to Paige in the corner, out the top the key to Grace. Grace gets it over the left hand side to Key, out the top the heat to Paige. Over to Allie, down below to Paige.
Get in there.
Jumper, no good, a little strong. And Wapak with the rebound. It's a good look.
Yep, was. It was a good shot. Good shot to take.
Yep. Wapak hustles the ball down the court. What a steal by Kiera Wendell.
Nice, Key.
And she goes coast to coast for two.
Yep.
What a steal and bucket for Kiki.
Easy,
beautiful
two.
Play.
Easy, too.
Turnover for Wapak. Yeah, that was a beautiful play. She read that pass really well.
Yeah, read it like a book.
Yeah,
easy,
she did.
Breezy.
Indians, 14 seconds left here to go. Good defense. Mm-hmm. Forces the ball over to the corner. Down in the corner, 9 seconds left. Kiki's on her. Top of the key with 6 left. Nice move by... Oh, she traveled.
Oh,
yes. Turnover by Wapak.
That's the same girl that carried it about 7 steps earlier.
Yeah.
Good defense by Paige there.
Yeah.
Forced that turnover by Wapak.
Yep.
Mara Pearson and Brent Holman back in the lineup replacing Hope and Paige. So 2.5 seconds left to go. Allie rolls the ball up to Kiki. She picks it up and shoots a long three.
Wow.
Boom.
And she banks it in.
Boom, baby.
Banks it in from the half court.
Nice shot by Kiki there to end the third quarter that puts the Indians up 37-13 on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
I don't have exactly a score from the boys' game, but with 3 minutes left, the Indians are only down one. So they were, now we're down two with 30 seconds. We had 3 minutes left. We were down one, down two with 30 seconds. Need to make some shots, make them miss some foul shots, I would guess. And I was trying to watch the game, but the audio interferes with what we're doing here, and that was part of our technical problem earlier. So that's where we stand. We're starting the fourth quarter here.
Out on the court for the Indians is Brenna Holman, Kira Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Mar Pearson, and Whitley. Indians up by 20 here to open up this fourth quarter. So they that last quarter, Kiki threw in 7 points. Paige had two, and Whitley had two for the Indians. So we scored 11 points in that quarter. Kind of keep us up by a good margin here. Hopefully the Indians can work the ball around and work on some offensive sets here and keep scoring. Working the ball around the top of the key, up to Mara, down to Allie Vaughn. Nice crossover move by Allie. Passes it out to Whitley for a 15-foot jump.
Whoa.
That's good.
Beautiful.
Nice shot by Whitley Rammel.
That was pretty. Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. I'm not sure she knew where that came from.
She learned that from her mother.
No, not even a little bit. If you guys saw me shoot, you would laugh at that. Even that's funny.
3-point shot.
Good.
No,
rebound.
No good
Kiki.
By Wapak. Good rebound by Kiki.
Yeah. It's our first rebound of the half.
But they called a foul on Kira.
Wait a minute. What?
That's no rebound. Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Wasn't she underneath?
Somebody else. Oh, okay. I got to take that rebound away.
That was a questionable call, but
yeah,
anyhow.
Well.
So that's Key's third foul. So Wapak triggers the ball in. Nice move by number 25. Mara's guarding her. Gets it out to the top of the key. Swings it down into the left side. Looking around, top of the key. Good defense by the Indians again. Just not much there for Wapak in line of any open shots or really any open lanes or anything.
Our defense is just stifling.
Hands in the face. Yeah. And just, I would call it annoying. Oh, another trap. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. How do you not call that?
Wow.
I don't think he knows what a travel is.
Yeah, that's about the third time she's taken multiple steps.
That was a different official. That was Tony that time.
Wait till I see him later.
And we're up 20. Let the clock go.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, me too.
But, man, you sure don't want that to happen too often. Yeah.
You're saying it was deflected.
By Carey. Yep, for sure.
I think Allie got her hand in it. Yep.
So. Wapak has gone probably about a minute or so here with Fort Carey on defense and have not had a look at the bucket yet. So.
Nope.
Just, again, good defense by the Indians, just hustling hard.
Ooh,
it caught a foul on Allie on the reach. It was kind of ticky-tack, but I believe that'll
called
be
that because that rolled right off her foot.
Yeah, that would have been a turnover
there.
So. But that's Allie's third foul, team's fifth here in the second half. Wapak will trigger it in from the sidelines. Get the ball in. Mara Pearson's got the...
Ooh, that was a good little crossover.
Yeah, that was good crossover by number 33. She had the shot up and no good. Whoa. Whitley Rammel with the rebound.
Nice.
Kiki pushes the ball up court.
Whoa.
Gets it ahead to Allie. Back to Mara. Back to Whitley, who didn't think that ball was coming to her.
Threw a fastball at her
from
10 feet
away. Nice pass by Brenna underneath the bucket.
Up, right up, Mara. Get
there
up there.
Mara.
There you go, Mara.
Good job by Mara.
Nice heads-up play.
Yep.
That was really heads-up.
Yep, good heads-up
play.
Grab
the ball. I'm not very far from the basket. Let me just put it in.
Good shot by Mara. Grab the ball on an errant pass and put it up.
That's great.
Yep, off the backboard for two.
Yeah, I think Whitley had that ball coming from Allie at about 400 miles per hour to face, so she got a little nervous.
Yep.
Brenna.
Rebound by Brenna
Big
Holman.
Brenna.
Yep. Underneath the trees in there. Brenna comes down with the rebound.
She sure did. Get it in there.
Mara gets it down to Whitley. Cross pass to Key on the cut. Nice pass by Whitley.
Oh, and Key got over the back. Oh, my God.
Nice pass over to Key, but just a little strong on the shot.
Yep.
It's a good look, though.
Yeah, it was. It was a good little play. Oh, one, two. That could have been a
pretty close.
A woulda, maybe. They ain't calling that here. Get her, Whit. Get her.
Oh, nice move.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. Shot a little strong for Wapak. Rebound by Allie Vaughn. She brings it up the court.
Oh, she's going to beat this girl
because
they are being lazy.
Yep. And boy, the hacking, being lazy, but hacking. So nice move by Allie for a bucket. That puts the Indians up 43-17.
She had two girls ahead of her, and she still outbeat them to the basket.
Out-hustled.
Out-hustled. Yeah, totally out-hustled. That just shows you who's these girls are here to play.
Yep, that's exactly right. So nice move.
Good hustle.
By Wapak, but great. Missed the bucket. Rebound by Whitley. She gets it out to Allie Vaughn. 4:06 left to go here in the fourth. Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians up 43-17. I don't know if Wapak has scored this quarter. Maybe a bucket.
I don't think so.
I believe they had some. I think it was 37-17.
Yeah, so they haven't scored 20. Yet. Yeah, okay. You're right. They haven't scored yet this quarter. So Indians moving the ball around the key.
Whitley's grinning.
Yeah.
As always.
Yep. Good ball movement by the Indians. Burning some clock here. Getting the ball underneath the bucket to Whitley. Nice move.
Nice.
Good pass by Keith.
But it goes strong.
Yeah. That's how the play's called.
Yep. Whit went strong and got the foul called on her.
Help came over and just mashed her. Yep. So that's what you want. It's the play call.
And Whit did good work at getting position underneath there, and Kiki fed it right to her. So it was a nice play.
Yep.
So Whitley Raymond will be at the Hull Brothers foul line shooting two. First one is up and good. Got the roll.
So. Hit just about every part of the rim.
Yep. So
this one's going right straight through the middle.
Yeah.
Indians bringing in a bunch of them off the bench.
Mass substitution.
Grace Guggenbiller in for Allie. Grace Guggenbiller back in. Alexis Wendell, Paige back in. Hope will be coming in for Whit and Mara on the court yet. Yeah. So Whit will have her second one up here in the Hall Brothers fouling. And she gets it. So hits them both. Whitley hits them both. So puts the Indians up 45 to 17, 3:34 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Camp excavating the scoreboard. Indians have backed off the full court press.
Up 45-17.
Yeah, and they should, right?
Yeah.
We outscored them 8-0 in the quarter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just Wapak's having a hard time finding any open looks. Got really good defense.
Wapak usually has another
steal by Paige.
Big men. Yeah. This year, I guess. Ooh, Paige.
Open.
For three. Short. And on the rebound, they get the foul called on Paige. So that'll be
darn it.
Her second or third.
I think he did that to stop the clock so he could get subs in.
Yeah.
He knows she's not fouling out.
Yeah.
Stuff isn't going to happen bad. So
Elizabeth Alec in for the Indians. So on the court, we have Elizabeth Alec, Mara Pearson, Grace Guggenbiller, Alexis Wendell, and Hope Wendell. 2:57 left to go here in the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter. Indians up 45-17. Wapak has yet to score in this fourth quarter, but there's a three-pointer. Number 10. That was a good shot. It was an open shot. She drained it. So 45-20. 2:43 left to go.
I don't have any updates since we were down 2 points. Boys were down 2 points with 30 seconds to go. So in my head, that's not necessarily good news.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Dave will get us an update here shortly.
Oh, nice ball movement by the Indians. Mara had an open shot, just a little strong. Grace Guggenbiller with the rebound. And got it taken away by Wapak. Fast break for Wapak down the court. Up and no good. Grace Guggenbiller with the rebound on the other end of the court. Gets it up to Mara. Mara will bring it up at the court. I think the Indians are going to try to make a set here. Try to get a good look. Alexis Wendell with the ball out the top with Mara. Back out to Elizabeth Alec. She drives the bucket.
Nice.
Nice move.
Elizabeth.
A little strong off the board. She gets her own rebound. And going to get 3 seconds call on Elizabeth on the rebound. So it's good. Good hustle for Elizabeth. Turnover for the Indians.
I don't know. You can get 3 seconds when you're down there battling for the rebound.
She's holding it. She had possession of the ball.
There hadn't been an official call 3 seconds more than twice in the last 5 years.
It was a little cheesy, but that's okay. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Wapak shoots a three-pointer. It's no good, and that on the rebound goes out of bounds. So Indians will get the ball. 1:38 left to go here in the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter. Indians up by 25, 45-20. This was a good game tonight for the Indians. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of good things coming. Holly should be happy about it. Oh, nice move by Mara Pearson around the corner. Up and in for Mara. That's her fourth point of the night.
That was just a drive to the basket.
Great move.
Just let her have it.
Strong move, mm-hmm. Yep. She saw a little opening and put it in. Three-pointer no good by Wapak and rebound by Alexis Wendell. Indians up 47-20. Mara brings the ball down the court. Over to the right side deck. Elizabeth Alley, and Holly's going to call time, get a couple subs in here.
Yeah,
so
I was wondering. I was like, wait, what?
Yep, just get a couple subs in here, 30-second timeout. So we'll looks like Kenzie Garkey and Callie Wendell will see some court time here.
Good.
Fun to get some of the girls in.
Yeah. Let them play and get them.
Yep. Get some time on the court.
Yep. Yeah. We've got some good youngins coming up.
Yep.
Still no update from the boys' game, so we'll see how that goes.
If anybody wants to text me the update, that'd be great. I can then let you know, but nobody's texting me the update, so of course.
As I said, since we haven't heard anything, I'm guessing it's not great news, but it's okay.
Let me see if I can get a hold of my brother. He might know.
How many years do you think it's been, Neil, since the boys and girls have played at the same night?
I do not remember that ever happening. They played on the same day, like in tournament. We play all the time, Saturday afternoon girls and Saturday evening boys.
Yeah.
In tournaments, you know, we've had a few that have been interesting. But we've never, as far as I know, we've never had games at the same time.
Yeah.
This coronavirus deal is a little nuts.
Yep. Indians turn the ball over. Walpock on a fast break. Oh, shot's up and no good. And Elizabeth Alley comes down with a rebound.
Yeah. We're getting rebounds now. Yeah.
Yep. A little foul. Getting a little scrappy. Body's flying all around.
Yeah. So Callie Wendell gets fouled. So I think she...
That's only the team's third or fourth foul.
Yeah.
For Walpock.
Yeah, we have six. They have, like you said, three or four. I don't know if they got it up quick. They put stuff up on the board very quickly here at Wapakoneta generally.
45, 42 seconds left. Ooh, almost.
Just about a turnover, that.
Yeah, I think maybe before this is all said and done.
Yep, she can't get up.
There she
goes.
But she sure tried.
We did turn the ball over on that at Wapak with an open shot. No good. You need a battle for the rebound. Jump ball. So that ball will stay with Wapak. 28.2 seconds to go here in the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians up by 27, 47-20. Wapak will trigger the ball and underneath their own bucket. Three-point basket is good.
Oh, good.
Yep, three-pointer for Wapak is good.
Number three, Taylor Jenkins.
Kelly Wendell bringing the ball up to the Indians. 18 seconds left on the court, on the clock. Double dribble on Kelly.
Yep. I wasn't sure if the other girl got under it or not, but I was like, I think she might have done it.
There are people between us, so we couldn't see if they got tipped out of her hand, but you could hear the dribble when it shouldn't be going.
You could hear it. Just it wasn't quite in beat.
Yep. 10 seconds to go here. Ambrose with the ball. It's over to the corner. Three-point basket is up and good.
All right.
Man, number two.
Good thing they're just now getting them in.
Yeah. Yep. So the Indians have finished the game winning by 21, 47-26 here at Wapak. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Wow! The 2021 Win on a Wabash Super Raffle will be giving away 211 prizes valued at $650,000. Of the 8,000 tickets to be sold for the Super Raffle, less than 150 remain available for purchase. Get your tickets now before they are gone by buying them at Wangler Ace Hardware, Tin Snips, or Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Hey, and we are back here with head coach Holly Gann. And I don't know what kind of questions to ask, but I did notice the difference between the first half and the second half from going from zone to man, and it didn't seem to affect us at all.
I thought we did a really nice job. I guess it started at warm-ups for me, for these guys. So, you know, we do our warm-ups, and we talk about that last. We just usually go 5-on-5, and mm-hmm. so traditionally it's man-to-man. Uh-huh. And I happened to look over during warm-ups, and the girls have decided that they're going to work on a 2-3 today. So I really thought that was a very, that was a big win for me mm-hmm. because somebody out there made the executive decision saying, hey, we've talked about 2-3. We know that they're going to probably do us 2-3. Maybe we should practice 2-3 at this point. Oh. And so I thought that was a great move on their part. That was not anything we did. Yeah, I know those guys are great.
I love them. Sam and Abby are here to support.
Sam and Abby are in the house. So shout out to their husbands for allowing them to leave and come.
I love it.
Come watch the Lady Indians tonight.
So never mind what the house looks like when they get home, right?
You know what?
It don't matter.
Hey, Joe and Jake, if you guys are listening, you need to get stuff picked up.
Yeah. You got about 51 minutes right now.
They are on the way home.
Coach, I thought in the first half when we were against their zone defense, I thought we moved the ball the best tonight I've seen it all year when it comes to the zone.
Moving the ball, but not looking to score. So we've had good ball movement, in other games, but we stopped looking to shoot. Mm-hmm. So even tonight, I just felt like our feet were ready. We were ready to shoot. And when our feet weren't ready from mostly a bad pass from our teammate, we chose not to.
Right.
So I thought we were very self-aware if we were going to let it fly and not. Mm-hmm. And that was more traditional what you see with us. So I feel like other times in that zone, we want to get good ball movement, but then we forget to look to score. Yeah, and so early, Kira attacking those gaps, trying to drive, create some things. Uh-huh.
Brenna had some attacks to the bucket. Seeing more and more girls attacking the bucket is really impressive.
And we talked a lot about when. So everybody's different. So obviously our girls are all different. So when's right for you to attack the basket. Mm-hmm. So wait till the defense has to shift a little bit. And create some movement there and then look to attack away from where the defense is coming. So we have spent tons of time. Gotcha. So it was really nice for that to kind of spill over into our game. But you also saw that they went man there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. We adjusted.
Yeah.
We crossed the boards, I thought, a lot harder. Mm-hmm. We had a lot more people looking to go rebound.
Yeah.
Defensively, we were able to keep 25 down to a minimum.
Yeah.
Paige did a nice job on keeping her king contained.
Yes, for
and
sure.
And Paige's pressure clearly was wearing on her and all the rest of the girls.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So increasing the ball pressure allowed a lot of those things just to happen for us. So good team effort there. I definitely think that we're heading in the right direction. Yeah, and so that was a great win to go into our little break here, and we are going to come back in January looking ready to go.
Because
once
we
get back in January, we're hitting it hard.
Yeah.
Cinnawal and Knoxville.
Yep.
So what a great way to start off the first of the year.
I agree.
Coach, last Thursday when we talked after the game at Parkway, we noticed we didn't do rebounding very well, both on the offensive and defensive end. I thought tonight we looked a lot better for that. We crashed in the boards more, and then when we're getting our hands on the ball, we were actually getting the rebound, not just tipping it.
So. And I agree. I thought we did talk a lot about that, just positioning of going to go get it. We were releasing a lot better. I don't think we were holding it. It wasn't dropping almost to that floor.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, and that was obviously one of our goals to coming in. We thought offensively and defensively we could control the boards. I'd probably guess unofficially we would probably did that.
Yeah, I agree. And on the defense, again, stifling defense as always. But tonight was even more so. I think that Wapak was definitely out of their comfort zone, and we were tipping balls and stealing and stuff. So it was closing the gaps,
controlling the tempo.
Yeah,
because I mean, you could say who controlled every aspect of the game today. We controlled the tempo.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And it was good. Yeah, it was a great team win.
Great win.
Great into the break. And
absolutely great win. Loved it. It was fun to watch.
And they looked like they had a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did. And you know, we were talking.
They
just did a lot. we played a lot more together tonight, more connected than I feel like we have in the past game. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
Good. That's ready what we like to hear.
The 2 weeks to be able to work hard and grow a little bit and get ready for that stretch that we're about to hit.
That's all what right. I like to hear. Yeah. Good win
Thanks,
tonight.
Ladies.
Congrats, Coach.
We'll be back in a minute with some stats.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seat, Bluetooth with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with remote start, Bluetooth, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $16,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here. Back Walpock girls win. What was that final score? Do you remember? 49 to...
47-26.
Yeah, 47-26. Thank you.
We do have a few stats.
Go for it.
Very unofficial. Yeah. Remember that. So leading us in scoring tonight was Kiki with 12. Paige had 10. Allie with 8. Witt with 7. Brennan with 6. And Mara with 4.
Wow.
For a total of 47 points.
That?
Very nice balanced scoring tonight.
Wow.
Turnovers. I didn't do a very good job in the second half keeping track of turnovers, but we did protect the ball pretty well, and we created a lot of turnovers from Walpock. We had a lot of steals tonight.
Yes, we did.
Very official stats.
Very unofficial. I have us down for 9 total as a team because I can't. I have too much ADHD to give individuals out. five whole assists, and I'm pretty sure there's more than that. But as far as rebounding goes, leading us in rebound was Allie with 7 and Whitley with 6. And then everybody else kind of chipped in. My gosh, at the end, Elizabeth, Alec came in and got us 2. Grace got us 2 at the end. Brenna got us 2. Paige, Key, and Mara each with 1. So it's just a good full-out team effort tonight. Man, oh, man. Fun to watch.
I wish you guys could see how we kept stats tonight. We kept them on tissues. We didn't
have
any papers.
I do have a final from the boys. They lost 42-38.
Good game. So, good comeback, though.
Yeah, for sure. Good comeback. So, if you follow me on Instagram, I'll show you a good picture of the statistician sheet tonight.
Professionals we are,
That's right. So, all right.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yep. We'll be back with a wrap-up right after this.
Merry Christmas.
Power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food, and lots of fun.
We're back here at Wapakoneta on the Miracle Lanes post-game show. The Lady Indians come away with a 47-26 victory. And we also got our text from Mr. Dave Kalp from the boys' game. If you were listening to us the whole time, you probably aren't aware they lost 42-38. So our next game, last game of any sort for the rest of this calendar year, is next Monday. The boys are hosting Delphus Jefferson, and that will be a WPGW simulcast. So, and of course, it will be available on the NFHS TV network. So you'll be able to watch it with Rob Weaver and the WPGW crew announcing that. Probably Dave Kalp, but he may have somebody else helping him. But we always get very good coverage from WPGW, and we appreciate it. So the Indians go to 6-3. They are 3-1 in the MAC. Wapakoneta goes to 2-5, and they're 1-2 in the WBL. So we'll sign off for Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp. We really appreciate you people listening, and we'll see you at the next game Monday, December 8th, 28th, a week from last night. Thanks for listening.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.